they like grits. But he said, gee, y'all just ruin your grits down here. Said, I eat them with sugar and cream on them. And said, y'all eat them and put gravy on them. Butter and gravy. I saw I never heard anybody putting sugar and cream on them.
I can't imagine.
He said, y'all just ruin your grits down here.
What about something that's made from the whole grains of corn?
Hominy.
That's hominy.
That's right.
What about a homemade alcoholic beverage? What would you call that?
Oh, that could be homemade wine, homemade homebrew. Homemade alcoholic beverage. I used to have one long years ago when I was a kid. They called it beer, and made it with beer seed, but I can't tell you where they got them, but anyway, they ordered the seed, and they made beer, made of beer seed.
Have you ever heard, what about moonshine, did you mention
yep,
that?
Yeah, they make it, some people do.
Yeah.
They tell me they got a lot of it in the hills of Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
But, I never have drank no White Lightning or moonshine.
Have you ever heard that stuff called SPLO by anybody?
SPLO.
SPLO.
Never heard of it.
Never heard that. Okay. What about if something's cooking and it makes a real good impression on you? On your nose, you say,
gee, that smells good. Really smells good.
What about this sweet stuff that you might pour on your hotcakes at breakfast?
That could be molasses, or it could be honey, or it could be just a malt syrup.
You say molasses. Is there any difference between syrup and molasses?
No.
Same thing.
Most of the molasses that we get is syrup in this area. And we all in the fall, I don't eat them, but my husband loves homemade sorghum. And we go up in Tennessee and get it.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to really know how to make it to make good sorghum.
You go up here on the west part of the state?
We'll go up to Jackson, Tennessee and get it. Yeah. Now, they do make it back down south between here and Jackson, but it's too far to go down there, so we just go up Jackson. We have relatives up there, and you can go up there and get it. And we like rubbing cane, he does. I don't eat any of it. I don't care for syrup in any kind. Maybe a little log cabin. If I eat a hot cake, I'll put log cabin syrup on it.
What about if you were remarking to me about how the thick quality of the molasses? You say that this molasses...
Well, it has a good consistency. It's this one is too thin, this one is too thick. Sometimes I'll say, this will go to sugar, because you can look at it and tell that it's going to do that.
Okay.
Sugary.
Okay. Talking about sugar, if sugar isn't prepackaged, but let's say it's sold right out of a big barrel, you'd say it's being sold how? Being sold in?
It's just being sold, I don't know. I do know, but I can't think.
Well, would you say anything like sold in bulk?
Yeah, in bulk. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, what about if, let's say, I had a belt on and it was made out of pure cowhide and nothing else? I'd say, this is an imitation. This is...
A pure leather belt.
Or if I wanted to say something besides pure, I might say, this is a genuine
cowhide. Genuine leather.
Well, what about, we're talking about syrup, what is something else that you might, that's sweet? That you,
honey?
Honey, or this you might put on your biscuits.
Syrup.